The DoD's Defense Innovation Advisory Board has a handful of all-stars from outside the federal government. Instagram's COO Marnie Levine and astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson are just two of the heavy hitters. But can a board of industry and academic leaders with little Pentagon experience really influence things in the Defense Department? Federal News Radio Scott Mossioni was at the Innovation Board's first meeting. He's got some clues.
A lot of ideas were thrown about at the Defense Innovation Advisory Board's first meeting. A chief innovation officer for the Defense Department, a digital ROTC, and embedded software teams. It's all very exciting, especially when some of those ideas come from the world's most popular astrophysicist, Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's basically the Carl Sagan of my generation, for those of you who aren't up on their pop culture. The advisory board is a panel with members from Alphabet, Google's parent company. It has members from Instagram and Code for America. All of these people, though, have little defense experience. So even though the board has some of the biggest minds outside of government, with that lack of expertise, can their recommendations really penetrate the Byzantine bureaucracy of the Pentagon? William McRaven, chancellor of the University of Texas System and one of the only board members with real DoD experience, seems to think it can. Here he is speaking to reporters at the Pentagon.
I can tell you the recommendations I've seen coming from this group are already doing that. So the fact that they are not steeped in the Department of Defense may be the best aspect of what this board brings, is because they are looking at it from an outside perspective. I can certainly help, and other members can, in helping them navigate what the minefields of the Defense Department might be. But at the end of the day, we want to kind of have an outside look, because I think that's where we're going to make real change.
McRaven, by the way, served as chief of the U.S. Special Operations Command. The Innovation Board Director, Eric Schmidt, who's also the executive director of Alphabet, seems to think the board will have some substantive impact as well.
When the secretary initially thought about this, the question was, what does the board do? And traditionally, these sorts of activities end up writing a very thoughtful report, which is very well researched, which has relatively little impact. So we're not going to write that thoughtful report with no impact. So we view ourselves as more of a contact sport, right? Working with in whatever way is appropriate, and we'll determine that with the Admiral's help to do it.
Of course, those comments are coming from two board members. Ben Fitzgerald, a senior fellow at the Center for New America, has been following the Defense Department's innovation initiatives for a while. He takes more of a cautious approach on the innovation board.
I think the jury is still out. It's really going to come down to expectations and what the secretary is going to do with the outputs. And in that way, the Defense Innovation Advisory Board is no different to the Defense Business Board or the Defense Science Board or the Defense Policy Board, where its utility is almost always a function of the guidance that they are given from senior leaders and the extent to which their studies are actually implemented. So I think it remains to be seen.
The board's charter simply says it shall give the Secretary and Deputy Secretary of Defense independent advice and recommendations on innovative means to address future challenges. That means changes to organizational structure and processes, or business applications and technology. But the board has another problem it's bumping against. Next January, there'll be a new administration in the White House, and while Defense Secretary Ash Carter's gung-ho about the board, there's no guarantee his successor will be too. That means if the new secretary is unfriendly to the board, its recommendations will fall on deaf ears. But the board still has a job to do, and like I told you in the beginning, it has a few preliminary ideas on how to change DoD. One of those being a chief innovation officer. Here's board member and Harvard legal scholar Cass Sunstein during the board's meeting talking about the need for an innovation officer.
The motivation for this idea is twofold. First, there are pockets, both large and small, of innovation activities within the department. They're extremely impressive. Sharing of best practices and coordination of excellent ideas is less than ideal. So the chief innovation officer could help on that front. And second, and equally important, there's dispersed knowledge, as Eric and the secretary both suggested, and ideas and creativity within the Department of Defense, often at low levels. And to encourage elicitation of such information and perspectives as people have would be a terrific advance, and a chief innovation officer could help in that endeavor. Following from that, there would be just two categories of tasks as we tentatively see it. The first would involve providing coordination, providing a clearinghouse, and providing an opportunity for capacity building. The second task is much more particular, which is to create a defense innovation network, which would allow multiple people within the department through such technologies as are readily available to spread ideas, to float ideas, to create suggestions, to make them go from one place where they're actually working to another.
Another idea brought by Instagram COO Marnie Levine is that of a digital ROTC. Here's Levine with her recommendation.
Young professionals seeking a career in tech too rarely seek out opportunities in the military, and young professionals seeking a career in the military too rarely have the opportunity to specialize in tech. So in light of this, we should consider establishing programs designed specifically to recruit service members who are interested in specializing in computer science, engineering, and related fields by offering to pay their tuition within college or at other training schools. This could be called a digital ROTC program. The basic bargain could be if you enroll and agree to give the military a certain commitment of time, the military will pay your tuition.
The board's going to do some exploring, too, before it makes its final recommendations. The board's going to visit U.S. Central Command and U.S. Pacific Command. Schmidt says there will be other visits, too.
One of our tasks today was to make a list of other places that would seem to be interesting with innovation. Separately, Richard and Michael have made a list. There turns to be lots of research activities, and they're visiting them and inviting the rest of us to that. If I were to guess, I would say we'll try to touch every part of it, but we won't get it done by January. I think there'll be further things in 2017. It's not clear to me what happens after that. Do we visit them again? Do we find other groups? I think that would be up to the board after we sort of figure out our initial set of recommendations.
In Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.